You have questions about what's impacting the healthcare system, from pandemics to products, we have answers. Welcome to Banner Aetna, Workplace in Focus. And now, here's your host, Banner Aetna Market Head of Sales, John Dingledine.
Welcome everybody to this edition of Banner Aetna, Workplace in Focus. Today, we're excited to have with us Todd Lazar, Growth Officer at Aetna. Todd, welcome.
Thanks, John. I'm really happy to be here.
So today we're going to talk about getting return ready and getting folks back to work. So, Todd, can you describe to us what is return ready?
Yeah, of course. So as the way to think about it is as governments continue to reopen their economy, employers and universities are looking to us for support and how to safely return to business. As CVS Aetna, we believe we're very well positioned to help and have developed a solution that we're really proud of. It's called Return Ready. So Return Ready is a fully customizable COVID-19 testing solution that allows our employees or universities to choose who, how, where, and when to test their employees or students. Our testing can be accessed via CVS pharmacy drive-through locations and or bringing testing on directly on site. So in addition to just the actual testing, Return Ready also provides a couple of other things. Number one is it includes clinically informed guidelines for symptom checking and temperature screenings. It also includes on-site licensed professionals to assist with the COVID-19 testing. We provide turnkey communications for use with employees and students. We also offer digital tools for test scheduling, results, and other areas of interest. There's very robust reporting and analytics that's provided to our customers to give them information across all of their testing locations. And then finally, there's the opportunity for additional add-on solutions that include things like thermal scanners, digital symptom monitoring, and then contact tracing technology. So we believe it's a very robust solution that drawing a lot of interest in the market. And we're super excited about it.
Thanks, Todd. I feel like I've read a lot about testing. I mean, it's everywhere. You can read how to test, where to test, what kind of test to take, how long it takes to get the test results back. Can you elaborate a little bit on how the testing component of this solution works?
Yeah, of course. So I think what's unique about our testing solution is it's all about choice and kind of optionality. So we provide our customers the option around the type of technology that's used. So that includes point of care testing, and point of care testing provides the results in a few minutes, or the customer can choose to go with third-party lab testing. It takes a little bit longer, but depending on the need, there's a couple of different opportunities for them. And then the second is around location. So we offer, two options around location. The first is around the ability to test on site at an employer or university's actual physical location. So that provides a safe environment where CVS Health can come directly and administer the test to the employees or students. And then we also offer a second option, which is to provide testing out in the local community and make use of one of the many CVS pharmacy drive-through testing locations that are, spread out across Arizona. But let me give you an example. So some organizations have, a very high number of employees that work in close proximity with each other. So in this case, they may need, very rapid testing and results. And they may choose on-site testing that's administered by CVS Health to receive, real-time outcomes. Whereas other organizations may prefer, testing that is lab processed that they can get back in a few days because they don't need it kind of real-time. And that's either conducted on-site or directed through a CVS pharmacy location. That might be closer to, either an employee or the student's actual place of residence. But the key here is that in either scenario, it enables customers who have a large number of individuals to quickly get tested and get the results in a timely manner, whether it's real time or, over the course of a couple of days, and ultimately meet the unique needs of that particular customer.
So, to that end, How is it decided who should be tested and how frequently? How do we know?
Yeah, great question. We start with consultation. So we consult with our employees or universities to understand, you know, what their specific needs are, understand a little bit more around the population, you know, again, whether that's employees or a large group of students that needs to be tested. We've got four cohorts that have been defined right now. And again, these are constantly evolving just based on, you know, what the latest clinical guidelines are telling us. But the first cohort is around a population that is symptomatic. And so these are individuals who are showing signs or symptoms of the virus while they're on site. In this case, this group needs to be tested right away and probably need to determine the results as quickly as possible. The second cohort is the asymptomatic or those that are not showing symptoms. So these are individuals who run a higher risk of exposure and should be getting testing at a higher level of frequency. So they may need testing on a weekly basis, right? Because they, you know, are, you know, working a job where they're, you know, in a hospital on a regular basis, or, you know, maybe they're in a nursing home on a regular basis, or just somewhere where there's a high density of kind of at-risk populations. These are cohorts that you're going to want to test much more frequently than others. The third cohort is those individuals who are suspected to have or have had known exposure with COVID-19 positive individuals. And then the fourth cohort is those who have previously tested positive for COVID-19 and now require validation, you know, that they are, you know, free and clear of it before returning to work or campus.
We've got different groups of people that need to be tested differently according to guidelines. We've got different places you can test or get tested with different frequency and getting the results or the returns back. I know there's a lot of different solutions out there. So how is this solution that we're talking about today, how is this different from others and what are our competitors doing?
Yeah, we first off, we know that we are not alone in, you know, both the interest and the ability to provide a COVID testing product. It's so important right now, right? And the more options that are on the market, the better for addressing this debilitating pandemic. But what we're extremely proud of and what we believe is very competitive in the market is, you know, return ready and the amount of customization and optionality, again, that this solution offers. And so I'll you know, go through again the three key areas. One is around flexibility. So we're able to support high density work sites or campus locations and make use of our retail footprint to support a very distributed workforce. So that role that CVS, you know, plays in the community with our brick and mortar retail locations, further complemented by our ability to be out and on site, you know, with the customer, is really unique and hard to match out in the market. The second is around just the robustness of reporting that we can provide. And so whether that's an employee or student that uses our retail stores or receives testing on site, you know, with either a swab and send type of process or the point of care options that we provide, we can give them the customer details on who was tested, where they were tested, what the results were, how they've trended over time, how that matches, you know, the national or state level activity that's happening in terms of where, you know, the hotspots may be or what type of infection rates that we're seeing. So the level of reporting is very powerful and, you know, something that makes us unique. And then the third is just our access to clinical guidelines and consultation, as well as, you know, having CVS Health clinicians actually perform and administer the tests. It's for these three reasons why we believe our return-ready solution is the premier offering in the market.
Okay, so you touched a little bit on reporting there, and obviously at some point, this really is all about the feedback, who's at risk, who maybe is not at risk. I'd like to hear a little bit more about the data that's available to organizations at the organization level so they can continue to make decisions. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so think about this as a dashboard that's available on a daily basis to our customers. So what I'm going to get as a return-ready customer is a daily report that's going to be very easy to access. It's going to be updated to show all of the testing volume that has, you know, come through for all of the locations that, you know, I've taken this solution on. And the report will provide outcomes across these locations, including very prominent alerts where we're seeing kind of positive test results, and then guidance on, you know, what to do next. So one of the most important things that this information provides is the ability to help facilitate contact tracing, and then the ongoing tracking of any positive individuals that can further help either avoid or control the outbreak.
Thank you very much for all this information, Todd. This is clearly something that's ever changing. It's certainly a piece of what's happening with COVID that's in constant motion. I know that employers as well as the general population are, you know, concerned, genuinely concerned, and want to make sure that they're tested and they're safe, and they're you know, operating, whether at work, on site, or, you know, even in their communities, that they're being safe. So it's really great that these options are available, and whether it's organizationally or through a CVS, as you call it, a brick and mortar location. So we really, really appreciate you bringing this information to us and being on today, Todd.
Yeah, John, happy to be here. We play and are so proud of the role that we have in the local communities. We're embedded into the Arizona marketplace. You know, we live and work with the population, you know, that resides in Arizona. And so coming up with viable solutions to address this horrible pandemic is, you know, super important to us. And we're very pleased with what Return Ready has provided to many employers thus far, and will continue to do so as the need for testing continues to accelerate well into the year. But I appreciate being here. Thanks, John.
Thanks. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. Tune in again for another exciting episode, and we'll have another exciting guest on Banner Aetna Workplace in Focus. Thanks.
You've been listening to Banner Aetna Workplace in Focus. Learn more at banneraetna.com.